Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at antiviruses in the medical environment. So, the thing is that a good security program relies on principles, right? Principles in terms of here's why we do what we do makes every decision easier. And then translating those principles into technical controls that actually reinforce the principles. Now, one thing to have principles, and the principles, of course, have to be tied back up to the organization's mission. Why are you doing what you're doing? And what is the entire organization trying to accomplish? So in the medical field, right, it's all about patient health and patient safety. So the tip is, listen to this story and think about your organization. Look at your security department's principles and make sure they're aligned towards supporting the work. Because in the medical space, recently there was an announcement, or rather a report that was released from the FDA of an accident that happened during heart surgery. And here's what happened. There's this interface called Merge Hemo. I am not a heart specialist, so I'm not entirely sure the medical aspect of it. But basically, it runs during heart surgery and monitors blood and gives a whole bunch of different diagnostic information back to the attending physician. And so the surgeon's doing what the surgeon's doing, and the computer locks up. The numbers stop changing, the sensors stop reporting, and now they're operating blind. The cause, according to the FDA, was an antivirus. The antivirus scan had kicked off on a regular scheduled scan, and the load of the antivirus scan was such that it froze the app, and then the app stopped responding. So, think about it this way. Did we protect the technology from malware? Yeah, seems like it. Did we protect patient health? No. And those things can be a conflict, right? You can have situations, or oftentimes do have situations, where it's better off to sacrifice some technology or make some decisions based on the principles we have and things like patient health safety, right? The organization's mission, as opposed to based on the technology itself. Great example of this. Luckily, the surgeons were able to complete the procedure. The patient made a full recovery and there was no impact. But of course, it was reportable, and hence the FDA report. You can go ahead and download this if you want, take a look at it, and read it. But keep that in mind this week, right? Thursday, next couple days. Keep this in mind the next couple days as you're looking at the security decisions you make. Are we doing the right thing for the technology, an antivirus on a computer? Or are we doing the right thing for the mission? Protecting that patient. Have a good one.